mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The inauguration, the recoordination of the open borders promoting, gun grabbing, UN supporting, Bill of Rights shredding puppet, and he is just that, a puppet for us to waste our energies on, is coming up tomorrow. And it's a nice example of the police state for you and your family when you watch television, and it's a nice example of total martial law for those living in D.C. And they have these big events all over the country at different conventions and government meetings and IMF and World Bank functions. Every city getting trained how to be good little slaves, but the borders are totally wide open. And the national ID card legislation actually gives amnesty to the illegal aliens by accepting all their fake ID cards. That's the type of government activities that we're facing right now. Again, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 19th day of January, 2005. I still keep wanting to say 4. By the time I get used to saying 05, it'll be Christmas again. All right, UN chief warns of mega disaster. BBC, the UN's disaster chief has outlined a 10-year plan of investment. Ah, world taxation. To avert a natural disaster that could be 100 times worse than the Asian mega tsunamis. And they say that the mega cities are what face the greatest problem. Also, China warns Japan against unilateral action following new defense plan. China bristling with weapons, constantly threatening everyone. Their little buddy North Korea firing missiles at people, including this country. Oh yeah, you never heard about that, did you? North Korea fired a missile at the U.S. I'll talk about that when we get back. This was years ago. A test missile hit Alaska. But they're threatening Japan. How dare you say you'll defend yourself? Why, you might be with Al-Qaeda. Oh, no, that's our government. If you defend yourself, you might be with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. So we'll get into this report as well. And a lot of new news about how your car is going to be watching you. I talked about this earlier this week and last week. Well, more mainstream news articles about how your car is going to be watching you. Cameras in it. Why we've got to be watched at all times. It's to keep us safe. What's wrong with that? And Paula's on last night. Had the show. I did see the CNN website comment about it. I didn't get a chance to tune into it. Did you watch it? We had callers calling in yesterday about the ads for it, about citizen spies and the stay-at-home mom who sits at her computer watching police surveillance cameras joining the homeland. And yesterday I got a FEMA calendar that has the Citizen Corps, has photos for each month of the year of the Citizen Corps volunteering to defend the homeland from Al-Qaeda. But again, the border's completely wide open. But I was listening to a radio show this morning locally, and they have their reporter up doing live broadcasting from D.C. And because Karl Rove and many others in the Bush cabinet or in the Bush White House are from Austin, Texas, they were able to get Karl Rove on and able to get Michael McCall on. And the stuff I heard them saying, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And the twisting. And I'm talking about Republicans twisting. You just tuned in. It doesn't mean I'm a Democrat. I am a liberal, though, because I am for the Second Amendment. It's conservative now to want to ban guns. So I'm not conservative. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here back live now, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the broadcast of the first hour. And let's just run through some of the news that's coming up. British Army Chief condemns abuse. Head of the British Army, General Sir Mike Jackson, has said he condemns utterly abuse as three soldiers face charges of mistreating Iraqi civilians. Some good news, police report recommends suspending handgun ID system. A law requiring Maryland State Police to collect ballistics information from each handgun sold in the state has not aided a single criminal investigation and should be repealed, a state police report has concluded. That's great news. Rarely do you see the police organizations stick their heads up above the federal propaganda and refute the lies. Bush won't rule out action against Iran over nukes. This is out of Reuters, and the Associated Press is reporting that it's not true. Iran doesn't have nukes. They're not developing nukes, and there's no evidence that Saddam shipped his weapons of mass destruction to Iran. How many times has this White House lied to us about weapons of mass destruction? Now they're telling us the same lie again, but saying, hey, pretty pleased with sugar on top with my fingers crossed, it's in Iran, let's go there next. So Bush won't rule out action against Iran over nukes. Iran vows deterrence after Bush refuses to rule out an attack, openly saying, I think I'll attack you. And our troops for a year have been attacking Syria. Imagine if a country that bordered us was militarily attacking us, and we just laid there and took it. That's what Syria is doing, and wisely. And again, I'm no fan of Assad, and I'm no fan of any of these countries, but they're not threatening us. They've just got natural resources, and that's what this is all about. And here's the United Press International article from January 18th, from yesterday. We saw a similar article about this a few years ago, but here's another one. Israel to kill in U.S. and allied nations. Israel is embarking upon a more aggressive approach to the war on terror that will include staging targeted killings in the United States and other friendly countries, former Israeli intelligence officials told United Press International. Wow, so now we're going to have foreign governments going around doing hits. Wouldn't be bad enough to have our own government going around killing American citizens, killing people in America, without judge, jury, or executioner. Now they just carry it all out in one big swipe, the trifecta. Now we'll have foreign governments doing it. I mean, we know foreign governments have been killing Americans here for a long time. But now, let's just flaunt it in your face. And I also want to get into this Scotsman article. So, are you in the mood for a drive? And it says that special cameras hooked into AI computers won't just be analyzing your eye movement or your distracted driving, as Ergonomics Today reported 2 weeks ago, or as the Houston Chronicle reported years ago. This will be in the cars by law. Every person watched by a camera 24 hours a day. Every time you get in your car, your home, when you walk down the street, it's also going to listen to your voice. And if you sound upset, it's going to call the police on you. The Scotsman is the major daily paper of the country known as Scotland, that northern area of the British Isles. And you can still deny it and call it a conspiracy theory when it's in the Houston Chronicle, Ergonomics Today, and the Scotsman. And just laugh and giggle about it until it comes to your car here very, very soon. Just like all major roads in Texas will be turned into toll roads. Told you that 5 years ago. You laughed at me. Now it's going in nationwide, and Governor Rick Perry is being hailed as conservative for total taxation and control. And in the polls, 90-plus percent of Texans are against it, liberals and conservatives. And the governor just laughs at us and says, I'm conservative. Well, thank you. So I thought I'd go back over that as well. Wave of horrible suicide blasts kills at least 25 in Iraq today alone, ahead of the staged elections coming up in, 11 days? But I keep the radio on in the background in the morning while I'm reading news articles, while I'm in the shower, while I'm brushing my teeth, my toothies, and I've been monitoring talk radio, obviously, for a long time. I don't watch very much television these days, but I can read all the different synopses put on the websites, put on ABC and CBS and CNN and Fox. In 30 seconds, I can read what a TV show is about and get the gist of it instead of watching it, though you get a little bit more watching TV, but you guys always watch it and call me about it or send me videotapes of the specific TV shows that have little tidbits of brainwashing and tyranny in them. But I do listen to a lot of talk radio, and they are reading off a script in more ways than one. Now, we've caught them putting out memos and scripts to different talk show hosts around the country. We've caught the government paying talk show hosts off to push a certain view. And I'm not tooting my horn. It's just This is a credible broadcast. This is serious business. We don't talk about news unless we've already documented it. And just because you hear it here years before it's in the mainstream, you say, well, then where do you learn about it? From government documents, from congressional testimony, from people I know in the different industries. They're paying people off. But more than just paying off, because if they pay off the top broadcasters and top news writers, then those individuals get put on all the national TV shows as guests, and then all the little talk show hosts and all the little writers see them, see what they're saying, pick up that worldview, and basically regurgitate it. Their program directors, their editors tell them, oh, write stories like Billy Bob does, see how successful he is. And then everybody goes out and basically imitates that. And that's how you get an even greater level of control. But listening to talk radio, I mean, it's the same words in the same order, the same propaganda. It's as if they're reading off scripts. And again, we know some national hosts have been caught doing this. But predominantly, again, it's just people imitating what they heard the big head honchos say. And it's despicable. But I was listening to talk radio this morning, flipping around on the channels, and on three separate, one local and two syndicated, I heard the host and their guest saying the exact same thing. And these are radio shows and companies owned by different groups. And it was basically this. Illegal immigration is horrible. Everyone is against it. The answer is a national ID card. Oh boy, we sure need one. We sure need standardized biometrics to get a driver's license. This will stop the illegal aliens. And then I heard Lamar Smith on a show, congressman from San Antonio. I heard Michael McCall locally on a radio station saying the exact same things. They were on the shows with the host, and definitely Smith and McCall. I mean, McCall worked for Janet Reno, helped cover up Waco and other actions, helped cover up Chinagate. Lamar Smith helped get biometrics in Texas with Bill Clinton back in the early 90s, right when Bill Clinton first got into office in 93. He sold it then as a way to stop the illegal aliens, and then a waiver was put in, this was even in the Statesman, a local paper years ago, that illegal aliens get to get around that system. But here they are, knowing that the people are concerned about open borders, knowing that you want something to be done, knowing that the war on terror is a fraud on its face, because they're training us how to live under a microscope, but leaving the borders more wide open than they were before 9/11. And that's just the facts. And so they tell you, oh, this new national ID card, this new standardized driver's license that we really need, this will keep you safe. And they wouldn't talk about it on the radio or on TV before the bill passed a month and a half ago, and before Bush signed it. Now that it's passed, it's in USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, all the big talk show hosts are pushing it. So all the little talk show hosts just parrot or repeat what they've heard over and over and over and over again. And the average person driving down the road hears this and says, yeah, I want a standardized driver's license. Now, again, before they got it passed, they didn't want to talk about it in case you woke up to it and fought it. Now that they've passed it, they're acting like they need it. Oh, we don't have it yet. Oh, we sure need it. So as it's implemented, you will accept it. It's just incredible propaganda. And it's the same sentences being repeated verbatim by these shows, being regurgitated. But in the National ID Card Bill, it has a waiver in it for illegal aliens. We had Congressman Paul on, Congressman Dan Credo about it a month ago. A month and a half ago as they were passing it. And so, this is how they operate. The bill is passed. It's in there that the states and cities and counties and the feds instructing everybody, accept these foreign ID cards, basically legalizing the illegals. and they tell you they're doing it to stop it.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Look, try to crystallize what I was saying simply before the break. To try to break it down. The national ID card bill that passed, that's still kind of a secret. I mean, it's in the media, but back of the paper. And they call it a standardization of driver's license and IDs. They're now selling it, because they've already passed it, now they've got to get us ready for it, as something that's going to stop illegal aliens. But the bill itself actually went in and made it legal, made all these matricula cards issued by 30-plus nations, acceptable by the government. And to where the illegal aliens can drive around now and have their fake ID cards accepted as valid. And then congressmen get on these talk shows and go, oh, this new national ID card system, they call it, again, driver's license standardization, this will stop the illegal aliens from having all these fake ID cards, when the bill itself actually opens it up to immigration. And so the talk show hosts go, my goodness, then I'm all for it. How do we get this passed? And Michael McCall goes, oh, well, we're working on it right now for you. They just passed it. And then you open up the major newspapers, and they're, well, they did pass driver's license standardization, and some are calling it a national ID card, and, well, it does standardize that biometrically. And then Governor Ridge, the outgoing head of Homeland Security, who's going to be replaced by Michael Chertoff, who's even worse, goes over to England and says, torture is good. And then he says, by the way, we need a world ID card standardization. You see, once you've got a national ID card through the state level, then they create a global database off the same biometric identifiers, and you go into that database. And then they start the global taxation, the global regulation. It's all happening. What does forced psychological testing of every school-aged child in the country up to age 18 have to do with terrorists? It doesn't. What does any of this have to do with it? It doesn't. It's about control. All right, let's go to your calls, then we'll get back into just this incredible stack of news I've got in front of me. We've got a very interesting guest, an inventor that the Defense Department's very interested in, coming up in the next hour. Let's talk to Gene in Ohio. Gene, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I was just calling to find out how your contest panned out.
Pardon me?
I was calling to find out how your contest panned out.
Well, I talked about this yesterday. ArnoldExposed.com. We're going to have a contest that was going to be earlier this month. And we got, I don't know, like last time I checked, it was like 8 million visitors to ArnoldExposed.com. But only a few people entered the contest at ArnoldExposed.com to make a TV ad. And so I've extended the contest out even longer. And if we don't get more entries, I'll just have to go ahead, I guess, and give the prize to the few people that entered it. The problem is those that entered it really didn't follow the rules of the contest. But bottom line, I will award the $2,000 prize to somebody here pretty soon.
Okay, that was all I wanted to know. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah, folks, we started ArnoldExposed.com, and I personally am going to run some TV ads in areas of California and here in Austin as soon as I'm done with my film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and that should be done here in the next few weeks, and then we'll be offering it by the end of next month. But as soon as I'm done with that project, which literally I'm working 8-9 hours a day on top of doing my own radio show and my TV show and radio interviews, I worked about 18 hours yesterday. It's working a little too hard, but I'm almost done. Then I'm going to finish up these Arnold ads that I've been making myself, and then I'm going to, give the prize for those that have entered the contest to make their own ads that we're going to post at ArnoldExposed.com. And for those that just joined us, Arnold Schwarzenegger's own biographer, the Kennedy biographer, is coming out with a book called Fantastic, where Arnold admits, quote, the secret plan to put him in the White House. So there's no more debating it. This Amend for Arnold front group with one of his former top campaign people running it is just there softening us up. It's been all over the news pushing for this. George Bush Sr. a month ago gave Arnold this big award at College Station and said, you know, you're looking at your next president. Don't bet against Arnold. But still people are in denial about this. It doesn't matter if he's anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border. The Sean Hannitys and Limbaughs of the world are going to tell you to vote for him. They did for governor. And we're in deep trouble. You want a foreigner in the White House, you're probably going to get one. A guy who says he admires Hitler. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This country isn't America if we don't have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that's all being dismantled right now. And they try a lot of different bait and switch, really sophisticated lies and propaganda on you. But if you're informed on the facts of the type of world that's being set up, if you know what the New World Order's goals are, and if you read their own documents and their own policy reports and industry publications, you can find out everything. Again, you have different types of media. You have the mass media that most people get their news from, though that's changing, you know, the nightly news. And then you've got kind of the more highbrow publications, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, that people who think they're in the know read. And why, I spend 30 minutes a day reading the newspaper. I consider myself very informed. And then you've got individuals who are real researchers who spend hours every day reading government documents, reading legislation. And even most of those folks I talk to don't know about industry publications, don't know about the trade publications. You know, that's where you learn about all of it, where, you know, our company's been contracted to put the face scanning and license plate scanning software into all the cameras. And we're putting in the systems for when the new citizen draft comes up, we've got our contract, where citizens will be forced to sit at computer screens looking at surveillance cameras from around the country spying on citizens. Or there's going to be cameras in all cars scanning your faces and tracking your every move hooked into our new AI computers that record every word you say and what you're saying and doing and report it back why, it'll save lives and stop family violence. I mean, it's Twilight Zone when you actually start reading the industry publications, which, by the way, we link to a lot of these industry publications every day on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. And you can go read what they're saying, what they're doing, the stuff you're never going to see in the news wires, much less in your newspaper. And so after you've read all this, because these companies love to brag about what they're doing, and after you've read the legislation, then when you hear a politician on the air talking about how they're stopping illegal aliens with a national ID card, well, you would have read Ron Paul's analysis of the bill where he breaks down how it gives amnesty to the illegal aliens. The complete opposite. I mean, I just can't get over this. And then I have to hear Michael McCall and a phony conservative, I mean, Janet Reno's cover-up artist, along with Lamar Smith, who's hailed as a conservative, on the radio telling me how good the national ID card is to stop the illegal aliens. And they're not stupid. They're both on different talk shows saying the exact same things. I mean, it was line for line, word for word. And I just see this propaganda everywhere. It's sick, folks. Let's talk to Nick in Michigan. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know, I was at work yesterday, and I get the mail, and we get a newsgram from California, and it is an interesting, it's from a medical association, an interesting cover story. How to tell if the person sitting next to you is crazy. And it goes to say that you don't need to be a trained psychologist to diagnose somebody who's crazy. And I'm going to send you the article because I think you'd find it very interesting, and I highlighted a few lines.
Well, they have
here.
Hundreds of thousands of school teachers and school counselors and school nurses pushing Ritalin and Prozac on the children.
Yeah, it goes like one part says, when we ask this person how he or she is, what she has been doing for the past month or so, he may say something like, I've been walking on water. Well, that's just a regular expression, as you know. And then it goes on to say, knowing such a claim can be irrational, we may ask for an explanation. Yeah, well, I walk on the surface of the water every morning precisely at 5:40 a.m. is the sort of reply one might get. And it goes on to say...
Then it tells you need to help this person by reporting them.
Right. It says, what is most interesting is that there are many people who act, think, and feel in ways most people would regard as strange, peculiar, and weird. And it just goes on to say about predictive logic, you know, the Napoleon complex, like if somebody says, I'm short, Napoleon was short, therefore I'm Napoleon. So it means they're crazy. I mean, I'm going to send it to you. I think you'll find it interesting.
Well, this is the new thing. The government tries to get control of you through welfare. They try to get control of you by getting you to sign on to things like the military, where then you lose a lot of your rights. They try to get you into the criminal system, the criminal injustice system. And the new thing is getting you into psychiatry. And you think it's bad with the drugging of children, folks? 15% of them now on it, 10% of adults on it. Now they're saying the goal is to get 50% of us on it, and they're going to have the government try to force us all onto it. And, yes, they're teaching everyone how to be psychological spies,
yeah, it says,
thought police.
It says if you dress kind of shabby or you're not well-kept, it means you're mentally ill. It says this right here. I have it in front of me.
And does it tell you how to report it?
It doesn't tell you how to report it. It's written by a...
Well, what's the point of it then?
It doesn't say, you know, to go report it, but it's just like it's more of an FYI for the people who subscribe to this sort of newsgram, I guess. I don't know. It was I asked my boss if I could have it. He said, yeah, it's next employees. Go ahead and take it. I don't care. So that's how I got a hold of it.
So it's basically just propaganda they sent out to you.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Well, sir, you don't think government is God. You think the government needs to be watched and controlled. You're as insane as Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
Well, I thought you might find it interesting. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, send it to me. I'd like to see it, Nick. Bill in New York. Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm insane.
Just want to tell you, we all here appreciate the great job you do, and keep it up. My family and friends, we really like it. And I just wanted to warn you, tomorrow we got to go through that ugly display in Washington of the inauguration, and all of that. Hello?
Yes, sir.
And the worst part is watching Bush swear on his Bible to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's really sickening.
While Bush is just a puppet, it is true that he will be violating his oath. He's violated the oath he took 4 years ago.
Right.
And he's going to be violating his oath again. And but I guess giving up our freedoms is what America's all about.
Why isn't he held accountable?
Well, again, the globalists use presidents as a shield.
Right.
You know, we blame Bill Clinton, we blame George Bush, we blame Ronald Reagan, we blame Jimmy Carter for the tyranny. You know, we blame Jimmy Carter for giving up the Panama Canal, who now has been taken over by the communist Chinese. But then when George Bush got into office, he went ahead and let that go forward, just like Bill Clinton did.
Right.
They're all just puppets, sir. They're just front men.
Yeah, I understand.
And well, so we spend a lot of our time and energy focusing in on them, which I do too. And really, overall, it's a distraction to the overall system.
I understand. Well, last time I know he swore on the Bible George Washington used. I don't know what he's going to use tomorrow, but whatever. But you keep up the good work, Alex.
Thank you, Bill, and God bless you, and thanks for tuning in. Carlos in California. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks a lot for your show here. It's very interesting.
Well, you guys are too good, but quit thanking me. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling.
Alex, you know, I've been pondering quite a bit about the number 11 in our 9-11. I mean, there's just too many 11s. 9-1-1 equals 11. When you start to look at the tragedy that happened on 9-11, the towers themselves make up an 11. And then you start thinking that in 1990, on September the 11th, Mr. George Bush, Sr., made his New World Order speech. And you go back through history and you see other events that are crucial to the New World Order starting on 9-11. The overthrow of Salvador Allende by the Kissinger orchestrated coup happened on September the 11th, including the powers themselves.
Pinochet's takeover and mass extermination program started on 9-11.
Yes. And then, you know, the construction of the towers itself was begun by Rockefellers on September the 11th, 1973, I believe, or 73.
That's true. And for those that just joined us, we don't believe in numerology, but the globalists do. And again, that's what they're obsessed with at Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. And on the one-year anniversary of 9-11, the New York lottery came up 9-11, not the Illinois lottery, not the Texas lottery. The New York lottery came up 9-11. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange on the one-year anniversary came up 9-11.0000. Over 1 out of 14 billion is the chances on that. The Madrid bombing happened on 3-11, and that was 911 days after 9-11. And there are hundreds and hundreds of examples of this. Two of the flights were 11. 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. And, yes, they're obsessed with that number. And, of course, then the emergency number, you call the government for help. Now, I love these people at stores, convenience stores, liquor stores, whatever, with the little emergency tags, panic buttons around their necks. Oh, help me, save me. You know, don't have a gun to defend yourself. Again, they call 9-11. So, yes, sir.
And, you know, and then you go on and on and on, and Yasser Arafat died on 11-11. I mean, the history is saturated with 11. What is the significance of 11 to the New World Order? Alex, do you have any idea?
Well, you know, I'll talk about issues like this. It's real. Something is there. It's a calling card that the globalists leave. You know, just most psychopaths, whether it's a local individual lone wolf psychopath or these organized crime syndicates run by societies or syndicates of psychopaths, they like to leave calling cards. And it's called magical thinking. And most lunatics are insane and have magical thinking. And they do it to leave their calling card. It's kind of like they're, you know, it's taking, well, you know, say baseball players are legendarily superstitious. Well, it's taking superstition to the 10th degree.
Well, you know, I believe that the next 9/11 should ever occur, I believe the New World Order is going to resort to using a numerical number that's meaningful to them. Now, I understand that April the 19th is another day which they hold greatest into, supposedly, from what I heard, April the 19th is the Druids, the day where the Druids commemorate a bloodbath to their god Baal, B-A-L, the sun god Baal. So I'm just wondering what their next pick is going to be.
Well, a lot has happened in history. You know, the Revolutionary War started on April 19th. The British started going around confiscating the rifles on April 19th. And Oklahoma City happened on April 19th. The torching of the Waco Church was on April 19th. There are just a lot of... But again, I like to predominantly stick to things we can totally prove. A lot of people hear us talking about this, and they're just not going to get it. But when you start investigating it, I mean, it's not an accident. Folks, the Chicago Mercantile, number one, it never comes up with a .00000 behind it. Okay, I mean, that's billions to one. But having a 9/11 in front of it is impossible. Is impossible. And it just shows how the Mercantile is completely staged. They totally control the stock markets. They control it all. They have the plunge protection team of the Federal Reserve designed to control the stock market. That's admitted. But they can control it right down to the point it closes on. Because they don't even take the real numbers. At the end of the day, they just tell you what the numbers are. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to who's up next here. Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you. I haven't talked with you in over a year, and I wanted to get your sense of the phony hearings with Condoleezza Rice. And this morning, I tuned in before C-SPAN came on the air and heard a little exchange between her and Barbara Boxer. But the thing that caught my ear was when Condoleezza Rice basically told Barbara Boxer, "How dare you impugn my character? How dare you question my credibility? How dare you do this?" How? And the senator basically was saying, "But these are your own words. What am I supposed to do? These are not my words. These are your words."
Well, again, this is part of WWF wrestling. Mm-hmm. Barbara Boxer and her having a staged event. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when The Undertaker gets in a fight with The Rock. You know, it isn't real. They're screaming at each other. And then the manager comes over and tells them to stop it. And then, you know, take the wrestling example and then put it over to the committee hearings. I didn't read the text of that. I didn't see it. If somebody's got it on video, please send it to me. But look. She has been caught lying, bald-faced lying, over and over and over again. We never heard of a plan to fly hijacked planes into buildings.
Yeah.
Then you get her memo, and it says specifically that.
Yes, sir.
And people bring this up, and she, I saw photos of her, you know, raising her fist and shaking it at Boxer. But what they do is they know that conservatives hate Boxer. I don't like her. Gun grabber.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know people that automatically go, "Man, Rice must be good if Boxer's against her." So, again, it's all part of this fake left-right paradigm. But it's like Rumsfeld said over 100 times. He has weapons of mass destruction. We know they're in the Tikrit area.
Right.
We know they're in the area, you know, around Baghdad. We know that this is going on. We know where they're at. We're going to get them.
Right.
And then he got up on Face the Nation and said, "I never said that. How dare you? That's an urban legend." And so they just played the clip of him saying it. And then he started fumbling. But no one ever really calls them on this. And
right.
Yes, Condoleezza Rice is a congenital liar. We all heard her lie over and over again about weapons of mass destruction, about never knowing of plans to hijack planes and fly them into buildings. And but, again, they have a liberal Democrat come out and challenge her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sick of her.
But you're right, you know, and no doubt after the staged exchange there, they both probably went out and had martinis together. But, of course, that's just speculation. But since we all know it was staged, that's probably closer to the truth than some of the things that we've heard come out of Condoleezza Rice's mouth.
But, I mean, how can Rumsfeld say, how dare you say that when we all saw it on TV?
Well,
I mean, they're living in la-la land.
Well, and Condoleezza Rice actually said that she had evidence. She had evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11. She said, and we will present this evidence in due time. And to this day, from what I understand, it hasn't been presented by Condoleezza Rice, nor have any questions been asked of her about that evidence.
Well, Condoleezza Rice is a piece of work, and she's a power mad demon like the rest of them, and she's going to be our new Secretary of State. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more news and information. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a top inventor coming on in the next hour who's created systems that look through your walls, an armored exoskeleton that he designed for up-close study of grizzly bears that the Pentagon wants to buy, and he's invented just a bunch of other amazing stuff, and it'll be very interesting coming up in the next hour. We'll also take your calls for Troy Hurtubise, so you do not want to miss that. We have information about him on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, all I want to do is defend our liberties. All I want is my family, my children, to live in freedom. And we're not going in that direction. And none of it has anything to do with keeping you safe. Bottom line, you got a bunch of lying control freaks that are good at manipulating you in control. And until we wake up to that, things are just going to get worse. They're setting up this police state so they can take your pension funds, so they can draft you into the military in a war for empire, so they can turn you into good little slaves for social engineering. And I'm not going along with it. And one of my best films for understanding the big wide scope of what the New World Order is, who the neocons are, the fake left-right paradigm, Patriot Act II, Homeland Security, foreign troops, implantable microchips, government-sponsored terror. It just covers a wide range of subjects. It's 2 hours and 44 minutes long. It's really three or four films in one. It's Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Then I have Matrix of Evil, where we interview Ron Paul and Colonel Craig Roberts and a bunch of other experts and go through the control grid that's being set up. That film is great, a little over 2 hours long. It's, again, Matrix of Evil. My newest film is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. Gets into how that was a staged event, covers the latest 9/11 information. And still, if you buy one of 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, my preeminent 9/11 film, for the regular price, each additional copy is $5.95 to buy four or five copies to give as gifts, or just make copies of one copy. Just make copies and give them out to people. But at $5.95, why not just buy the originals and give those to people or sell them at your store and make a profit? I don't care. I just want to get the information out. I'm offering American Dictators for $5.95 when you buy one copy for $19.95. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, and order online there, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Please take action today, 888-253-3139. All right, here's the Scotsman. Came out yesterday. So, are you in the mood for a drive? And it says, machines which respond to their owner's emotions may seem like science fiction fantasy, but while the living androids portrayed in the blockbuster film iRobot may never be built, one firm has developed an emotion sensor which could help cars of the future make better drivers out of us all. The computer software, which could soon be used in Toyota cars, and we have a link to where Toyota's a year ago is already buying this and putting it in some new cars, can take steps to tackle potential road rage and drowsiness. The system works by monitoring the driver's speech for signs of certain types of behavior and talking appropriate action. And it warns you, and then it calls the police on you. And in case you don't think this is coming, Ergonomics Today, last week or a week and a half ago, Big Brother behind the wheel to watch drivers, the NHTS, the Highway Traffic Safety Administration, wants to make it a law that all new cars will have a camera watching you hooked into an embedded cell phone that goes back to the police department, and it watches you for signs of drowsiness or yelling at your wife, and just watches you. It's freedom, and they're trying to do it. By the way, every road in America is about to be turned into a toll road. That's official. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filter.